What's happening, niggas? Niggas, kings and queens, block shakers, never the motherfucking fakers. It's your boy Party Hard, and this is the 100 Show. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode. So let's sit back and get ready for the motherfucking ride. Let go! Now, you know, I've been messing up lately, and I've been forgetting to have the A for games for the day. But today, I have it. Yeah, I got the A for game for the day, so I'm going to run that there to you. A for game for the day is no time for drama, fake people, or lies. And that's definitely a fact. No time for drama, fake people, or lies. Every day try to bring you the A for game for the day, just a thought, something, a little jewel to put up under your hat, roll with, you know. For the day, just like little life lessons. Any different ones, different days about different topics and different subjects. But that was just the one for the day. Okay. I've been slacking and not having everything together. I apologize for that, but we still working. You know, we still working, and it's about progression and getting better. So as it comes along, you know, like today I got it, and things go flow a little more smoothly if I can help it. You know, today is my sister's birthday. Shout out to my sister. Yeah, sister's birthday today. My partner Warren, his son's birthday today, so his son's birthday today. He's celebrating a B-Day, and my sister's celebrating a B-Day today. So shout out to them, and shout out to anybody else today celebrating a birthday. Leo in the building. Y'all all right, though, but we already know Libra's at the top of the totem pole. I'm just saying, though, man, they weigh everything out without the Libra. I'm just saying, though, that's all. Balance everything out without the Libra's. Nah, boy. I'm just saying, man, y'all know it's about balance. You know what I'm saying? It's about balance. Everything in life is about balance. So Libras try to balance everything out. We're needed. That's just what it is. Tomorrow I'm going to be a guest on a podcast. Now, I'm not too familiar with the Zoom and all that and figuring out how all that stuff works. So we're just going to see and play that how we play it. So we just go do what we do, and we go in and make it do what it do. Let's go get us some exposure and hopefully bring more people to our podcast so we keep working and see a body of work that people jump on and join the gang. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, it's family over here. So I'm just thinking when you're riding, you know, down the highway, shaking the block, banging them gears in between the mustard and the mayonnaise, just tune in. You know, check it out. See what the topic is. And, I mean, you can even call in, too. We do those, too. Okay, we call in, we let you tap in and holler for a minute. Okay, that's just what we're doing, okay? We like to share and spread that love. But anyway, moving on today, bunch of different things, bunch of different subjects we could get into. But today I was wanting to talk more on driver situations for us. The e-log situation. So we'll get into that. Get into the e-log situation. And hopefully we'll call a couple of drivers and get their thoughts on the e-logs and 34-hour resets and all that. So just sit back and we'll get into it.
I'm not gonna be able to do it. Then they want so much to get out. They want to get so much out. They want to get their opinion out. Well, you can't get it out if you're disrespecting each other. So Joey ain't got no, for one, he ain't going to go nowhere because he want his life. And for two, he ain't going to go, for two, he ain't going to go nowhere because I try to make sure I give him everything he wished and desire as a man right here at the house. So he ain't going to have to go nowhere else to get it. Anything he needs, he wants, he asks, he's going to get it at home. If he want respect, he want loyalty, he want. If he want me to be humble by his discipline of me being obedient to him, then daddy, I'm in open.
Oh, my God. Clarissa. You fucking cut her off.
Tell me what to do. Who's going to tell me what to do? Who's going to guide me? He's supposed to be the leader of my household. Then I got to obey him. And he got, it's God and then him. So, therefore, a lot of women got to understand. To keep a man, you got to let him be a man. So, I just be chilling. And I let him guide the way. And our household ain't failed yet. And that's what makes us work so good together as a team. So a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships don't know how to work together as a team because they ain't willing to let the man be the man. They ain't willing to know their position. Like, they ain't willing to play their part. They ain't willing to let somebody to be. A lot of women don't know how to follow. They always want to lead every goddamn outcome thing. You got to be able to follow. Joey said he called in next. He got something to say.
All right, so let's talk to Joey. All right, sis. Huh? All right.
Okay. Bye.
So, one thing about me and our marriage that it works because I let her do her thing and she let me do my thing in a respectable way. Like, what I mean by that is, I'm not sitting here, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. Because I'm the type of person, I was just raised like this. A motherfucker's gonna do what they wanna do at the end of the day if they wanna do it. Ain't nothing you can do about stopping that.
Facts.
So I'm not gonna waste energy on something and try to stop it. It's gonna happen regardless. The moment you turn your back, if they wanna do it, they're gonna do it. So I let her be her and she let me be me. And that's how we just click and gel together. So, and then one thing about us, like you mentioned, we still have fun. That's one thing about it. We still have fun. And we still date. We still goof off with each other like we just met each other. And yes, we've been together 12 plus years, and we got a long way to go. Not saying we perfect. We got a long way to go. But that's one of the things that we work on is continue to date each other, continue to still have fun, continue to have wild and crazy sex and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a time we ain't going to do that no more.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting back and trying to pop a dad on a blue pill or something. So that's like, and our relationship is not, it's not even built around sex. And a lot of people, like you said, I don't have no side bitch. What for? I got everything I need. My woman, she's good with money. She don't steal money from me. She's loyal. Sex is great. She go to work. She cook. She clean. I mean, what else do I need?
Nah, shit. That's what we say, bro. You a lucky man. You need to know that, bro. They not lined up out there like that. That's the thing we trying to tell you. They not lined up like that out there like that. It ain't a plethora of them picked through like that. Sorry, bro.
You right. It ain't a plethora. It's a very slim chance to none, but they are out there. You know what I'm saying?
You got lucky that I'm blessed. Blessed. Like, we all say that, bro. You know, all the brothers always say it, bro. You blessed. You're a blessed man. We say that not just me. The brothers always say that, bro. You're a blessed man. Because it just don't, chicks don't be, women don't be looking at stuff like that, man. They ain't trying to hear y'all doing all that.
It's just too much. It just be the women, man. They might just be scared. You know, it's so much that plays a part in a woman's mindset when they get with a guy, and a guy gets with a woman. It just so much. But yeah, I am grateful. I am blessed. I wish more people would see our relationship and kind of gravitate to it and understand that when they go to meet someone, know their worth and know their value, what they got to offer somebody. That way you would know when you go on a date that, oh, no, I can't deal with you. I ain't about to go there. I'm not dealing with that. Know your worth and know what you allow and what you won't allow.
Facts.
Simple as that. That way you won't end up being with somebody and it just be turmoil. Like, it just end up being sour and negative. I see a lot of guys, they think with their other head. And when they think with their other head, a lot of shit just goes left.
Yeah, he gonna always get you in problems. He gonna always create a situation for you. He always, that's guaranteed. I'm getting a vasectomy. I ain't gonna worry. He can't create shit. Because he getting vasectomized. He ain't gonna have to worry about it.
Well, you get there, let me know.
The white women are gonna be calling the men around in the car, and they're gonna be doing everything the man said. Why isn't we automatically get that? Tell me your opinion as a man. Ladies, give me some heart, men, through the 100 down in the comments.
I want to start this off by saying I love my sisters. Okay, I want to know I love my beautiful black queens. You are the beautifulest motherfuckers you is. I swear to God, I love you. But that about the bullheaded thing, yeah, that y'all do get that sometimes. We just talked about that earlier today. Sometimes, like, it's feel like the sisters feel like they got a set of nuts too. And I know sometimes that's because brothers drop the ball sometimes. But that's a little aggravating though. And that same thing, you know, see everybody run into the problem. JS say white women do it too, but sisters got this thing of talking back so much, man. It's infuriating. Without order is chaos. And the almighty dean, not to say nobody's your daddy, but the man is supposed to be the head of the household. The woman can't be like a man too. And with the sisters now, sometimes they try to do that a little bit too much. And I guess because sometimes they've been left, had to do it all by themselves. But I learned how to tone that shit back when you got a man. And a lot of them can't learn the tone back thing. And that's where it becomes a real fucking problem.
But it's not just, but this is the thing. It's automatically all black women. It's not all black women. Sometimes it be the outside race be the same way. I talk to women all the time about more ladylike. They won't even listen to other women. Nikki, I ain't gonna lie. You right about that, bitch. You right about that because I do the same thing, but I do it to anybody. I give everybody the same advice. I be letting women know because they be like, oh, you got a good marriage. Oh, hold up, bitch. I make sure I come to the table correctly, too. Like, I'm a good wife. So it ain't no, oh, you got a good man. I'm a good wife.
Yeah, yeah.
So it takes two to tangle.
Yeah, you got to put in work.
Huh?
You got to put in work, man. And you ain't doing that. You putting in work for that.
Exactly. And this is another thing people don't understand. To get what you want out, you gotta put it in. You ain't just gonna get it out. You gotta put it in. Hold on. The problem as I see it is so many men ain't me anymore. So women step up and fill the gap in relationships rather than moving on and finding real men. Ooh, you right, Cat.
Y'all. Here we go. It's all the men's fault that we want to be niggas. Here we go. I knew that was coming. I was waiting on that to come. I knew it was coming. Now go ahead, though. It's all good. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm gonna have to keep hitting the screen. I forgot my screen don't stay open. Damn.
Yes, you are right. Give me a thumbs up if you or give me some hearts on the side if you can still hear me. See, it is. I had to add them back in. The problem is I see it is so many men ain't
me anymore. So women step up and fill in the gap in a relationship rather than, you is so right about that shit. You were so right. So many women would sit there with a bullshit ass of a man and then wonder why it ain't getting no better. And then when it's time to move on, she want to be the man and the woman in the relationship because she done been single for so long and done put up with BS for so long. And when she was putting up with the man, she was so busy. She was so busy putting up with him not being a man, she didn't realize she was being the man and the woman. You got to let that man play his position. You got to let him give something to the table. And if he ain't giving nothing to the table, y'all need to cut each other out. It ain't going to be no you laying up in me and you can't go to work. You laying up in me. You playing a game all day. It ain't going to be none of that. You got to be able to come to the table correctly as a man. I'm not going to sit here and be the man and the woman. But women will stay there. They'll stay there and then they
I had to cut that damn screen lock off. It keep locking out something. I had to cut that shit off.
Okay. The screen lock. Hold on, let me read this.
Oh no, and those of y'all who want to call in, we can get your voice in here too. So y'all want to call in, you got to put your number up there though. We're not giving out no numbers here. It'll be a call from a private number. We can get you in if you want to talk and give feedback. Instead of typing across screen, you want to say something, we can get you in too.
I need to find me someone to sleep with too. I'm trying to get married. See? Okay. I get what you're saying, Nikki. All right. That is so right. Kyle, I'm glad you said that. Do anybody want to call it? If you do, and you don't mind, put your number at the bottom and PH a call. Hey, Tommy. Y'all, Tommy is my hero. Her voice is my hero.
What's up, Tommy?
So, you're right. What you got to say, Joey? The other problem is women have no confidence. Ooh! Cash! Cash!
Tell them again, Cash.
Where you at tonight, Cash? You own it tonight. The problem is women don't have no confidence. You are so right. Prostitute. Because I'm out here showing my confidence, but I'm a hoe. That you are so right. And with a woman not having confidence, how they gonna show confidence if they don't got it? You are so right.
That's a fact.
I don't know where you came from tonight, Cass. You on the money tonight. Hey, Angel.
A lot of men and women haven't been taught. Go back to your parents too.
Oh, and you now I have heard that. I have somebody said the reason why he cheated is because he never was taught how to be a man. He said he was raised by gang members and he was raised by the streets, so he never was taught how to be a man to a woman. So if you never was taught how to be a man to a woman, how you gonna know what to be?
And that's a fact.
Women lose themselves trying to be what they think a man wants. And girl, Nikki,
if you don't stop. That's a good woman there, boy. She trying to do anything a nigga want her to do. Shout out to her. I know she dead as a motherfucker. Y'all trying to act like she in the building. Y'all gonna take it down a notch. She ain't in this motherfucker.
You is so right. Hey, Bless 2089. You know that person?
Bless 2089? I don't know.
I don't know either. Did anybody want to call in? Anybody have anything to say to the topic? The topic is...
Before I start tapping your numbers and I see them on the screen, let me start looking at nigga shit, man. Somebody go get on blast.
So, the topic is so many women basically trying to be the man and the woman in a relationship and they... How'd it go? They're trying to be the man and the woman in a relationship and then they wonder why the relationship don't prosper. So did you have anything to say on that, PH?
That order and chaos. That, you know, without order is chaos. And like I said, the Almighty designed that thing in a certain way for, like, of course, a woman, you don't expect a woman to follow behind a stupid man. But if a man on point in position, woman got to listen and follow his lead. And if he not leading like a king, you should leave him. You shouldn't treat him less than. If you feel like he ain't doing the job as a man and he's supposed to be doing, you should leave him, but you shouldn't treat him less than.
Okay, so if a woman tell you that you are not doing your job correctly, how would that make you feel? And how would you take that? How would you receive that? If a woman tell you something you doing wrong as her man, how would you receive that? And be honest.
I mean, you acting like that's something that don't happen. Women always, nobody, you know, no matter what you, one thing I've learned about y'all some precarious creatures. And no matter what you do, you sugar or shit, there's always going to be a problem. I've had women that I gave nothing no more than a piece of bubble gum. Love me to death. I've had women who I've gave stuff to and they've been pieces of shit. So I've learned with y'all, the more you give you, the worse you get treated. If you actually don't give you nothing, you get treated like God. When you try to give and be sweet and do anything, that's when you get ran over. And that's what I just really can't understand. I can't understand that because every time you can slap her, you just be cruel and, oh, love you to death. And then you try to be nice and like, oh, he's a piece of trash. He's too soft. What? I'm just confused. What?
What you got to say, Joe?
Confused.
He's stuck in the shower. Calm down, just okay. So, not all women like
them niggas ain't gonna be no type of husband or no men. They ain't. They wearing pocketbooks and shit and all that type of shit.
Wearing the fanny packs across their chest. You know what I'm
saying? So, and then this new era of women,
they got another pH.
They ain't getting in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All they want is a 5-piece lemon pepper wing from the restaurant. So, you gotta know what era you talking about. And this, the older era, they still out there looking for that good man. But then they don't want to do nothing. They want the man to bring everything to the table.
The younger generation? See,
the older generation. They want the man to bring everything to the table.
Because back then it was known for the man to be the provider. So some women are still living off of that. Like, well, my husband work, I'm good. No, you got to make your own money. Exactly, Joey. That's what Kat said. The streets are teaching them. Exactly. You're so right.
The streets are teaching them and the daggone music.
Well, that's a whole other topic. You get that number, PH?
Yo, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, you got 3 minutes. What's up? Go for it.
All right, so this is Cash. I would say it like this, if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
There's two problems. Number one is men ain't raised like men anymore, so they don't know how to treat a woman. Number two is, and this is a big one, women have been raised in houses without a male role model, so they don't know what to expect out of a man. So instead of having a man in their life that does what a man is supposed to do, they look at what happened with all the uncles that their mama brought through the house when they were little. And that's a problem. You know what I mean? I've been with my wife almost 20 years. And in that 20 years, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been a typical man. But in the last 10 years, I've gone back to where I was when we started. When I was trying to get with her and trying to get her attention, I studied what she wanted, what she needed, and what she loved. And I tried to be that. And if a man can do that and provide for the family, then he's a man. But once he gets what he wants, and then he stalls back because he already got it, he fails. You feel me?
Yep. And I do remember that. Now, when you put it like that, I remember going through those scenarios. If they can't bring that to the table, they just all out of whack. Like, they're not a good man, or they're not, like, all because they can't work, they can't provide, or something like that. Yes, so I totally agree. So right. I totally agree.
Yeah, if all you bring to the table is a paycheck, you ain't a man.
Yeah.
You got to bring more than that.
So what? Okay. So before you go, what are some things that a man need to bring to the table in a relationship or in a marriage?
A man has to bring the money, right? That's the number one thing that we're looking for. We're the provider. We're the leader. But on top of that, we have to be the nurturer. We have to be the one who makes you feel special. We have to make you feel important. And when you're feeling down, we have to lift you up. But at the same time, we have to keep a fine balance between when we're feeling down, y'all can't use that time to beat us down. Y'all have to use that time to lift us up, too.
Oh.
Right.
You know, his shit.
Big facts. Yeah, he own the cash on the shit.
In a relationship, you'll see a lot of times where a man is doing everything he can, right? I've been out here 105,000 miles already this year driving this truck. So you know how much time that means I ain't been at home. So when I go home, I need to feel appreciated. I need to feel needed. I need to feel wanted. And as long as those things are there, I'm going to keep grinding and doing what I do until I'm too old to do it anymore.
Now, last question before you go. So if when you come off that road, what is something you would expect from your spouse to make you feel appreciated from her?
Gone 3 months, 4 months at a time. When I come home, I'm only there for 3 or 4 days. For those 3 or 4 days, you best not put nothing trivial before me. If you're paying more attention to your series on TV than me, or your girlfriend down the block than me, or any other thing that is trivial that you can do after I'm back out on the road, you show me that I have no value. And if I have no value to you, then I feel like all I'm bringing you is a paycheck.
Jesus.
And if that's what it is, I'm going to bring it to myself and lock you out.
Jesus. Son of a
Micaiah. Cass, I got to follow you back off that shit right there, boy. But thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate you. And I really do think that you really made our live a very successful one tonight with that comment. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, Cash, we appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you bringing that freight to
y'all. Take care and stay safe.
Exactly.
Keep watching. Thank you.
Fuck with my man, Cash, up in the building. We appreciate the love, Cash, for stopping by the show with me and Clarissa Reagan. Don't fuck that up.
No, but that's so right.
Yeah.
He said, you got to make sure he showed that he's valuable by showing him attention. A lot of women don't give that attention to the man and then wonder why he goes somewhere else and get it. Dang, he said that.
You can't wonder if you're not doing your job, and that goes to both parties, man and woman.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? That's why we said earlier in your YouTube, you still have to date. You still have to date each other till you can't date no more. Because if you don't date each other, then how are you going to spend time with each other?
You know, when you, and you know, you have some people like, people try to buy, oh, I see this is nice for you, try to buy it for you. See, I know brothers have tried stuff like that. Instead of no, but let's see, let's shout out for the brothers. Anybody that's ever had a problem with a mother-in-law? It seemed like, you know, my man, I don't know, like, I got a partner, he like, Poncho, shout out to my man Poncho. That nigga like my little brother. But I swear to God, me and him go through the same shit, and it's like we got the same baby mama. I swear to God, they just moved the same exact way. And my baby mama, as soon as she pop up, she got to get a phone call to her mama. Mom Dukes. Yeah, Moms, I'm here. What's going on, Moms? Yeah, what's happening over at the house? Yeah, Mom Dukes. I mean, Mom, can we... The nigga's only here for one day out of a month. I mean, can we talk to Mom a little bit later? 40 calls to Mom. I'm just saying, though, you know. And when Cash came in and said that, I was like, that's a beautiful thing. You paying more attention to anything else, Cash? Exactly. Like, you can talk to your mother when I'm gone. If she got to get more phone calls and more attention. Okay, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't being selfish. That's all. I'm going to back away from the mic. That's it. I'm cutting my shit off.
Okay, look at what he said. He said... BTW, I'm reading what it say. If you let your man leave the house hungry or horny, know that a woman is waiting to solve the issue and make you look bad. You absolutely right. Let's see what you got to say, Kat. The difference between normal and natural is thank you for being in her life. Thank you for being who you are. If you don't got a woman that at least cooking for you every now and then, at least touching your body like every now and then outside of and having something outside of missionary sex, if you don't got someone telling you to have a good day at work, be safe. If you don't got someone, if you sick, you don't got someone going to the store for you. If you don't got someone doing your laundry. And if you don't got someone to talk to, then you need to leave because you are being physically and mentally abused. And that man ain't going to say that, but you are being abused by that woman. Let me tell you why you're being abused. You're being abused because you have to have that if you're going to be in a relationship with someone. It got to be given and received. And if you are being abused, then that means that you're going to feel like it's okay for your body to accept the bullshit. Right, Carissa, your man can't question her. Exactly. Going through hell and still chasing the fucking bag. Mm-mm. You can't go through hell and chase the bag, baby. What you going through hell for? You need to leave. You need to be done. It need to be over.
She ain't quiet
tonight.
What's going on?
I'm just listening, sis talking. I mean, I'm just listening to what's going on. I mean, I interject here and there, but sis got the floor. I mean, she this is her field here. Let her do a thing, man. Let her do a thing. Let her do a thing.
I'm just for real. I'm just for real. But you know what? A lot of women ain't going to be able to give nothing to a man because they ain't got no confidence within them damn selves. Period. If someone tells us...
They don't need to be in a relationship then. They got some shit they need to work on.
It's going to laugh at you because that man know. I know that's right, Tommy.
Man, that's like I was talking to old girl, another driver, and she was like, I said, listen, there's no interest in a relationship. Honestly, at this point, at my age, this is how it goes, right? Let's go ahead and walk you through. Let's get some music for the background. You know, you got the women in their 30s who haven't had kids and they're looking for kids and for a nigga to save their life. Not fucking interested, okay? The women in their 50s, they're too fucking old. They're going to sleep 4 and 5 o'clock. I can't fuck with that. They want to lay on their back and give me some pussy. I'm not into that. Okay, so that's not going to work for me either. And then the women in the 40s, they didn't get the pussy up all their life. Now they want me to pay some extra high price for it. No, it's just not a go on none of that shit. It's all depressing. It's hell. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, though. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Now, I have no more money to pay in child support. I have nothing else to give up. And at this point, that's what it'll be. It'll just be a bill again. Okay, at this point, I'm just going to I just have no more money to pay out the, you know, alimony, you know, any of the fees that they want a nigga to give up. I'm just not fucking interested in working to pay other people. That shit is depressing.
So you're done.
No more kids, man. God damn, what the fuck? Does anybody want, hey, let's go to Rome. Let's take a trip to Cairo. You know, let's do some shit. Let's try to do some shit our parents never done. Is anybody on this mental?
Look at Tommy.
I'm out here on a fucking star by myself here trying to do some shit my people never done. I'm just saying, though.
Look what Tommy said.
I'm trying to reach the stars, and I feel like motherfuckers is like pouring water on my shit.
You gotta find people who speak the same language you speak.
Do they exist, bro?
I had this conversation with Clarissa earlier. When it comes to having success in life, everybody not gonna speak that same language of success. So they're not gonna see it and they're not gonna understand it. So the language you speak of success, they don't look at it like you bragging, you boasting, or you doing too much. So you gotta find the same type of people that speak your same language. That's all it is. And they out there. They out there. You just gotta find it.
Yeah, I found y'all. We on the same type vibe.
So he had to find somebody that's
get to that point that she would run him over with a car and just she was just standing there. I hate you. I hope you dead.
Yeah.
What brought her to that?
She, you know, okay. Damn. I give you real life scenario. She probably done been abused by that man since high school or something. And she finally snapped. Like, I'm done. You know? Like, I never forget when my daddy used to beat the living shit out of my mama. He used to beat her on the regular. This was the rat, and I was a little kid, and I always tell this story, but he used to beat her so much. Finally, one day, she was like, and she would always fight back, because they'd be tossing. But finally, one day, she said, I have to leave, or I will kill him, because I can't keep getting abused by him. So the same thing as a man. He was beating her, because he wasn't getting treated like a man. She was taking all the money and spending it. She wasn't doing what she supposed to do. It was infidelity in a relationship. So that's why he was abusing her. So he was beating her to the point he about ready to kill her because she about ready to kill him. Like, it was just going back and forth. So eventually, in a relationship, if it ain't going right, you got to walk away. Either one of y'all going to have to walk away. So my mama ended up walking away from the relationship and getting the divorce, but they was at that point where they was like about ready to kill each other. He was beating her in a corner with a chair, and we was all there watching. He didn't care no more. He didn't care who was watching. He wanted her out his life, you know? So if you don't get, so if you say, hey, I got kids by this woman, or hey, I got kids by this man, that's the only reason I'm still with him. But you are getting treated unright. You not getting treated right as a man or a woman, and you still there. Then eventually you're gonna snap, and either you're gonna cheat viciously, bring back an STD or something, or you're gonna end up making a child somewhere outside your house, or you end up beating that person to a pulp, or snapping and end up killing each other. Because it ain't gonna get no better. It's only gonna get worse.
I didn't see if I can get punched on. Let me text him, see if he can tap in. Block his line.
Take time for witness. He was, when I see my...
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the 1-800 show. This was the man versus woman segment. But, oh, man, I'll be messing that up. No outro music, but I'm just out of this bitch. I hope you enjoyed. And remember to tell a friend to stop and hang out with your boy, Party Hard. At the 100 show. Y'all stay safe and forever stay sucker free. We out this bitch. I'm gonna go get a little bit of 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 a
forget that you and I cannot be.